It might seem incongruous for a small city in west central Texas, plagued by heat, drought, and wildfires, to have a world-famous collection of water lilies. But floating in 6 raised pools, next to the San Angelo Central High School, are hundreds of hardy and tropical water lilies, blooming day and night. This ever-changing display peaks in mid-September. Pink, deep red, sky blue, and yellow flowers rise over floating round pads that are bright green, bronzed, and speckled maroon. Every year, thousands of enthusiasts from all over the world come to see these lilies, and anyone can see them and sniff them for free. Ken Landon, a renowned water lily hybridizer and plant explorer, has assembled this collection that contains 90% of the world's known wild species of water lilies. About 85, he said. Largely self-taught, Mr. Landon's first love harks back to his teens, when he and his grandfather dug a small pool and lined it with concrete in their backyard. They found their first water lily floating in an aquarium at a pet store, and about 3 weeks later, a big pink flower opened up. "I was hooked," he said. Mr. Landon's papers are now published in scientific journals, and some of the species in his collection have been returned to countries where they have become extinct. On a blazing hot day, Mr. Landon points out the big brown bud of a Victoria lily, whose pads can reach 2.5 meters across. A night bloomer pollinated by moths in the wild, it opens at dusk. "On the first night, the flower appears white," he said. "The second night, it's pink. If you come a little bit before sunset, you can actually watch it open. It smells like cinnamon." The world waits for Mr. Landon's new hybrid water lilies, which will bloom in the shade.